Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage. Your Thursday night broadcast, October 28th, and we have my Thursday night co-host, William Repellum. William, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy. Thank you. Good to be here. Appreciate it.
I have been indulging in some October festivals with friends. And so I'm counting on you for this prep. I've got one article of prep that I can produce. But you've got some good stuff and maybe a video as well. What do you got on your mind tonight, William? What's going on?
Well, there's a few things. I'm going to switch the headphones. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, good. I got a few things here. So so let me just pull up. And so we got Louisiana high school caught vaccinating people's kids without parental consent. I think that's happening in different places, not just Louisiana. The video showing puppy experiments overseen by Fauci goes viral. Now, this is a two-minute video, and I watched this, and I actually saw them, these scientists they hired to do these experiments, pick up a bloody puppy off the table and throw it in the trash can, a beagle. I mean, what kind of people? This is Anthony Fauci, okay, overseeing this. And so this is kind of some news. And this is the guy that we call our medical expert of the country. This is how sick the country is.
Yeah.
This is how sick the country is. And so I cried, man, when I'm not ashamed to say it. I cried, man, when I saw this. I couldn't help it. It hurt me so bad. And so there's that. And then I did actually watch this virtual meeting. it took a lot to stomach it, but the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, Part 1. So this is yesterday's meeting where they approved the COVID, quote-unquote, vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. So I wanted to watch and see. You know, there's like six parts to this thing, and the first one's an hour and 24 minutes, but the virtual meeting where they made this decision, and all it was a bunch of shills talking about the vaccine, nobody there countering. You know, granted, I didn't see the other, you know, five parts, I'm sure we're not going to see any of the doctors, like America's Frontline Doctors or Doctors for COVID Ethics or any of these other doctors that have some legitimate counter arguments coming on there and giving any of their information. They're simply just censored. But I can be corrected there. Maybe somebody who watched all five of these things or six of these things. So yeah, the virtual meeting and literally these people are just reading from a script. They're not like human beings. They're just paid shills. And it's nauseating to listen to them drone on and on. But you want to understand why people why they are listening to these experts. You want to understand the language they're using. You want to understand what they're saying, what they're claiming to do. I mean, they're just flat out lying, basing our stuff off this fake science that just never gets challenged and keeps getting purported through the mainstream media. They just keep pushing this narrative. So these people are criminals and they're shills. The other piece of news is BlackRock CEO, and this is Corey from Corey's Digs, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink's family tree was a mystery until now. Now how about we do this? We expose Larry Fink's family and his background. Larry Fink... Is it all right if I just read this paragraph?
Yeah.
It's very likely that only a small percentage of people even know who BlackRock is, despite the fact that they are the world's largest asset management company with over $9 trillion in assets. It's one of the top two shareholders of over 1,600 American firms, including those Fortune 500 companies. It was involved in the cleanup of the 2008 financial meltdown. And what she means by that is they basically cleaned house and they basically confiscated all the wealth after that, right? Pulled off the biggest scandal in history with the Federal Reserve last year, which happened after the COVID crisis, right? The 35% drop in the stock market. You saw the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, and the S&P 500 all fall 30-35%. And guess who went in and scooped up all those, all that? Well, you see the stock market jump right back up, and it just kept climbing, and now it's way, way up there. So it was like nothing even happened, but different people now own the corporations. And that's BlackRock. So yeah, 2019, the 2008 financial meltdown pulled off the biggest scandal in history, the Federal Reserve last year, and is changing the way banks and financial institutions monitor your money while creating a new climate scoring system as another way to control your funds. Their finger isn't just on the pulse, it's on the lever. So the protocols of Zion, I keep going back to this, and I learned about this a few years ago listening to Protocol Zion. Their plan is to confiscate all the wealth away from us, the Goyim, and BlackRock is the Jewish instrument of confiscating all the wealth away from the Goyim and now controlling what we think, what we say, what we do through the financial instruments. Alrighty.
That's dovetailing with the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and the likes. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Absolutely.
Does it dovetail? Yeah.
Absolutely dovetails. They're all working together on this, the World Economic Forum. And BlackRock essentially is the government. Now, especially, the BlackRock has reps in the White House that basically instruct the president on what to do next. Let me read this last paragraph. It's just actually a smaller one, but kind of explains BlackRock's role. BlackRock was founded by Lawrence Larry Fink. Remember that last name, Fink, because we're going to come back to it with somebody else named Fink. In 1988, under the corporate umbrella of the Blackstone Group, later split from Blackstone in 1994 and went public in 1999. If Larry Fink isn't on your radar, you better start paying attention, familiarize yourself with what BlackRock is behind, what they've already done to negatively impact you and our economy, and what's coming down the pike so you can stay ahead of it. Here are a few important reads, and it references Going Direct Reset Summary, the financial takeover and your bank account, Who Owns Big Pharma and Big Media, Larry Fink's 2021 Letter to CEOs on Net Zero Commitments. I'm not familiar with that last one. But since BlackRock Going Direct Reset was voted on August 22nd, 2019, BlackRock stock has outperformed U.S. stock by double. And it shows the graph now, the dip in the stock market, and then it just shot right back up as if nothing happened. BlackRock is that asset again. Is that bank that actually the Fed is using BlackRock to borrow money or print money or it's using it as BlackRock is essentially the one in charge. So the Fed needs BlackRock to get the things that it wants done and vice versa. So BlackRock essentially is our government now. it's a great article. I don't want to go into it too much. And the last, and we can dive into it some more, but the last one that I thought was really interesting, the first one I sent you, was Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook renames itself Meta. You know, like the term metadata, which kind of means data that surrounds data. Now they're calling themselves Meta as sort of a rebranding attempt. And it had this commercial where Mark Zuckerberg goes into this sort of fantasy world that you create. And you push buttons and you ask for this and that and the other, and you're living in the virtual world. What came up to my head is that everybody's being, vaxxed and injected, and the transhumanism situation that we're facing right now. And so, and that's becoming more and more normalized in our community, the understanding of this, because it's, there's so much evidence of it. So it's not really conspiracy theory anymore, and nobody thinks that anymore. Everybody pretty much knows that that's what they're doing. Meta, or metaverse, and this is my words, building a fake world to entertain the new brand of humans, patented transhumans, aka Zog Vaxbots, because Vaxbots are Zogbots 2.0.
Yeah, the way that I saw this 5G working out was, what they want to do is they want to build a global community where everybody has a cell phone in the third world, and everybody, you know, can consume and order and live off of these, and they can get their total media off of what they hold in their hands. And so to me, what the 5G is about is a network that will sustain this, that will sustain a global population with cell phones in their hands, and all education, all information, all news being funneled through what they hold in their hands to be able to tell them what to think. And maybe there's more to the 5G than what I'm saying, but that's what I saw it as initially. It's just a means of controlling information.
But yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
But you're saying it's more than that. It's has to do with the transhumanism and the things they're injecting in people's bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these frequencies that they're subjecting us to now are weapon frequencies. I've heard a lot of I've heard talks from military people that know about that they've used this 5G to stir up emotions in large groups of people. One example is the Tutsi and Sunnis down in Africa. If you remember the, I think there was a book, I forgot the name of the book, but it was some horrible atrocities that some one tribe was committing against another down there 10 or 15 years ago, I think it was, or 20 years ago maybe. And what I found out was that the U.S. government was, or you know, the Western government, whoever, the Zionist Rothschild government, whatever you want to call it, was hitting some of these people with these 5G radiation to aggravate them and get them to, you know, respond angrily. Now, I don't know how all that works, but if you just look at it from, like, you step back from a layman's perspective, if they're filling us up, if they're spraying metals on us from the sky, and we're full of toxic heavy metals in our bodies, and now they turn on this 5G, we essentially can, you can see how we can essentially become radio transmitters. And if we're radio transmitters, they can kind of monitor everything that we're doing. Or they can use us to bounce signals off of, you know, other things and, you know, be repeaters or whatever. Or whatever. I don't know. The list goes on and on, right? So, but now they're injecting us with these things that they're not even, they're just, you know, pathologically, psychopathically trying to inject us with these vaccines and punishing anybody who goes against it. And you know, we could I've heard lots and lots from very credible doctors about what's in these vaccines, but I don't really like to speculate on it or talk about it too much, because I hate not knowing, sounding like I don't know what I'm talking about, or well, I could talk about it, but maybe you know more than I do.
If you read agendas, you know, 2021 and 2030, reducing the world's population is definitely at the top of their list. And so if these vaccines are a means of sterilization, that's a theory that I've held to, then reducing the population would be more feasible if you introduce sterilization agents in the form of vaccines over the next decade. you could most definitely reduce the world's population by that means without causing a lot of alarm, you know, because you don't want to just eliminate 7 billion people. But over a decade or two of low birth rates, you could definitely achieve that goal. That's something that I've sort of held to. And the 5G, I can't speak to how it affects people that have been vaccinated. You know, the theory is that people that have been vaccinated have had metals into their bodies. I can't speak to that, but what I can speak to is that the 5G could hold, it could sustain a control grid where everybody in the third world and in all modern countries as well in the West hold a cell phone in their hands, and that everything that comes through their hands, every piece of news, is filtered, and it's sustained by this 5G system. That's sort of where I'm at with the 5G.
Yeah, well, you have a feedback loop that's ridiculously a ridiculous amount of information and processing that in a big data fashion, right? Because you've gone from 4 gigahertz from the 4G to, you know, up to 60 gigahertz, you know, 20 to 60 gigahertz. I think that's the band for the 5G, which is, which from what I've studied is very detrimental to our cellular structure, to the molecular structure of our cells, to the way the protons and neutrons interact with each other within our, you know, down on the quantum level of our cells and our make our molecules that make up. So that being an impediment to us absorbing oxygen. So I remember even before COVID learning how, you know, being really frightened about this 5G because I was listening to people like Deborah Tavares talk about it. And man, she is really on it. Like, I remember I always took her seriously, and I've had people say, oh, she sounds crazy. But everything she said's come true. She predicted the fires in California even before they happened. She's a land developer. And so she would dig through and read all these documents, like you mentioned, Agenda 21, and what the plans were for us, that this is USA Inc., that we are the enemy, that the people are the enemy, that that their plans for us are not good, and cloaking it in all kinds of, you know, fancy language like they do in the Agenda 21 document to try to make it sound nice and sustainable.
We're coming up on the break, but I guess we'll cover this on the other side. What you're saying, what I'm observing is that the 5G could be a control grid, a mechanism to sustain everybody being on a cell phone. And what you're proposing is that the 5G is actually detrimental to your health.
And so, yeah, and I agree with you as well.
So let's pick that up on the other side of the
break. Multi-pronged, yeah.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back to the show with William and Jeremy on Implant Side. We have a clip that we're going to introduce. William, if you would just give us a little background on the clip.
Yeah.
As it pertains to what we're talking about. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so this is from the... Let me pull it up here real quick so I can read exactly. The Vaccines-Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, Part 1. There's like six parts to it. I listened to the first hour, and it's a virtual meeting. And it was the FDA approving the clot shot for 5 to 11-year-olds. So this is where these criminals, and they're criminal shills, just following orders and reading scripts. It was a very nauseating and boring and long and drawn-out kind of thing to listen to. And it's just funny to listen to these people compared to listening to the people that are fighting this, and there's just such a difference in the humanity of the people. Like I said, you have authentic people trying to fight this and putting everything on the line for it, like these American frontline doctors and people that are full of life and they're fighting for our lives. And then you have these shills, these paid shills, these scum that are shilling for the FDA and shilling for the CDC and shilling for essentially Rothschild.
9,000 clinical personnel at the Mayo Clinic that refused to take the shot.
I was quite shocked to hear
about
that.
Hey, William, we're
still there. Oh, man.
Hey, Mike, did you lose me or one?
Am I not there?
Tell me if you hear me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Mike, tell me if you're there. I don't know if I'm gone or William's gone.
Yeah, I'm texting.
Oh, Mike says both of us are here. So, William, we're not hearing you.
Yeah. No, they can hear me. Hold on, folks. I'm going to speak. I'm texting this. Okay. So, all right. So you can hear me, right, Mike? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of move on with this. So, So I guess Yeah, we can go ahead and play the clip. So this is the FDA deputy secretary. Oh, all right. We'll just keep talking and wait for Jeremy to come back. But oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. All right, folks. We're going to go to break early here real quick, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Show with Jeremy and William on your Thursday night broadcast. So, William, maybe we're just going to introduce a clip.
Yeah. I think Mike's going to do it.
Give us an intro and kick the mic.
Yep. Going back to the So sorry about all the. We had some technical difficulties there. So this is the virtual meeting where they approved the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. So this is just like I was saying. I listened to it. It was like all these intros in the beginning of it, and they have their token, you know, POCs and whatever, and they're all reading from a script, and they're all just like, okay, I'm reading my script and I'm doing my job so I can get paid. And they're just literally just, it's so boring to listen to because these are just not really people. I mean, they're people, but they're not, they're sellouts, and they're screwing the world over really bad. They're screwing children over. And so this clip is from the FDA deputy. He introduces himself. You'll hear. I don't remember exact title. But he basically just spews out a bunch of lies. And we'll pick it apart when it's done. It's about 5 minutes long. Go ahead.
First, we're going to hear from FDA about the topic and also the background so that we will learn what we are going to be voting on. And before I turn over to Dr. Fink, I want to thank FDA for providing us with an agenda which has plenty of time for discussion and to air all of the issues that face us today. Often we have to compress some of our discussion because of issues of time. That's not the case today. We're going to have a lot of time to discuss these important issues. Over to you, Dr. Fink.
Thank you, Dr. Monto. Good morning. I'm Doran Fink. I'm the Deputy Director for Clinical Review in the Division of Vaccines and Related Products Applications in the Office of Vaccines at CBER FDA. I'll be introducing today's topic, Pfizer BioNTech's request for emergency use authorization of their COVID-19 vaccine for use of a two-dose primary series in children 5 through 11 years of age. As we all know, the Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine is authorized for use under EUA in individuals 12 years of age and older, and additionally is approved under the trade name Comirnaty for use in individuals 16 years of age and older for active immunization for prevention of COVID-19 caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Pfizer BioNTech has now submitted a request seeking an amendment to their EUA for use of a two-dose primary series in children 5 through 11 years of age. This request includes use of a lower mRNA content, 10 micrograms, than authorized for use in older age groups, 30 micrograms. That is, we are considering the use of an age-appropriate dose level because, as we pediatricians are fond of saying, children are not simply small adults. The VRBPAC is convened today to discuss whether available data support that the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks when administered as a two-dose primary series to children 5 through 11 years of age. We'll hear a more detailed update on the status of the COVID-19 pandemic from our colleagues from CDC a little bit later this morning. But to touch on some high points, more than 45 million COVID-19 cases, including more than 700,000 COVID-19-associated deaths, have been reported to date in the U.S. The Delta variant surge that began during this summer has been associated with increased SARS-CoV-2 transmission and disease, with the most severe outcomes being predominantly among unvaccinated individuals. And the effectiveness of currently available COVID-19 vaccines has been both demonstrated in clinical trials and further confirmed in real-world observational studies. While the Delta variant surge is now on a downward trajectory, the current number of COVID-19 cases reported daily in the U.S. remains at approximately 70,000. And as we head toward the winter months, where people will be forced to go more inside, And as we continue to adhere to a national priority of getting life back to normal as much as possible, which includes keeping children in school and involved in their activities, it is likely, because we have not reached herd immunity, that transmission of the virus will continue. Children 5 through 11 years of age have accounted for approximately 9% of the reported COVID-19 cases in the U.S. overall. Currently, they account for approximately 40% of all pediatric COVID-19 cases. And the current case rate in children 5 through 11 years of age is near the highest of any age group. Clinically significant sequelae of COVID-19, such as long COVID, hospitalizations, and deaths, are less frequent in children than in adults. But nonetheless, these sequelae account for substantial morbidity and mortality in pediatric age groups. Sequelae of particular concern in children include COVID-19-associated myocarditis and multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, or MISC. So now we have in front of us an EUA request for use of a COVID vaccine in children 5 through 11 years of age. I've lost track of the number of times that I've presented this slide, but just as a reminder, here are the statutory criteria for issuance of an EUA. FDA may issue an EUA of an unapproved medical product following an EUA declaration if the following statutory requirements are met. First, the agent referred to in the EUA declaration can cause a serious or life-threatening disease or condition. We know this to be the case for SARS-CoV-2. Second, the medical product may be effective to prevent, diagnose, or treat the serious or life-threatening condition caused by the agent. Third, the known and potential benefits of the product outweigh the known and potential risks of the product. And fourth, no adequate, approved, and available alternative to the product is available for diagnosing, preventing, or treating the disease or condition.
So if I could give my take on this.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So kids are not getting sick enough because this is a whole fake pandemic. Therefore, let's inject them with some mysterious serum to make them sick. And whatever this serum is that we're injecting them with, that we call a vaccine, is going to perpetuate and make them even sicker, and we can justify jabbing them even more. That's what I got from it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happens with these vaccines, is that they compromise your immune system and they make you dependent on more vaccines. I was listening to Brian Artis yesterday. He was interviewing with Laura Lynn, and he had mentioned that, I forgot who he was citing. I think it was the same, the FDA, I don't remember which person. It could have been the same guy that we just listened to. But admitting that getting this so-called vaccine makes you have better antibodies against the so-called COVID virus for 12 weeks or something like that. But then the immunity drops down below the unvaccinated. So long-term, you get like a short-term kind of immunity boost, but then if you want to get back to where the unvaccinated are in 12 weeks, then you need another boost and another boost. And it's never going to end. We know it's never going to end because people are going to become, we have what's called antibody dependency enhancement, and they're going to be like drug addicts going back for more.
Yeah, it sounds like they're injecting perfectly healthy children AIDS. That's what it sounds like to me. Whatever this vaccine is, it's like AIDS. It compromises their immune system, and you can see this in the empirical data with Israel and Iceland, who are 90% vaccinated, and yet people are still getting sick. Whatever they're calling this vaccine is making people sick. It's compromising their immune systems.
It absolutely is. I mean, and I've seen doctors that are different doctors talking about the same things, such as the graphene oxide and what it does to the blood, how it it turns your blood this brown color, and just it's awful, right? So, of course, they can't do this to everybody, because I know a lot of people have taken the vaccine. They seem fine. It could affect people over more of a longer term. Could affect some people right away. And they're also injecting people with saline solutions, right? So they can intersperse this and make it less obvious what they're doing. But did you notice, not just jump subjects, but just real quick side note, did you notice how monotone and how he's just reading? He's just reading stuff. He's not a human being talking from rote, speaking from the heart, or speaking from intelligence. He's just reading what he's told to read. It was a lot worse too with the other people I listened to as well. So
it's almost as like whatever the flu is, and I don't know what the flu is. I don't know what it is. But when people get sick on a long-term basis, seasonally in the winter, they've attributed that to COVID-19. And now they're giving injections of some mysterious serum that compromise people's immune systems and that cause, heart problems with teenagers. And they're injecting this into people, and it's making people even more sick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from it.
That's what I'm getting from it, too. That's been very clear. Yeah.
And it's just crazy. It's crazy if you want to subject your children to this. Any parent that subjects their children to this that's child abuse, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're seeing here. They're interjecting something into the community. These so-called vaccines are making people sick, because they're destroying the immune systems. They're injecting them with AIDS. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah. No, that's right. It's an autoimmune deficiency injection that will, they've admitted it themselves, that if you get injected with it, like I just said, for 12 weeks, it boosts your immune system. Fine, whatever. I don't know what that means. No, it doesn't, I don't think. But sure. But then 12 weeks later, you're worse than somebody who didn't take the vax at all. So if
these vaccines are compromising the immune systems, that explains why countries like Israel and Iceland, who are almost fully vaccinated, have more sickness than other countries that have not adapted this and that are not to that extent, so-called vaccinated. Is they're compromising the immune systems and making them sicker. We got one call, if you want to take it, William. We got James from Vancouver. Pretty sure. Decent call. Yeah, James, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. You're absolutely right. These vaccines, so-called vaccines, are designed to change the messages in your DNA so that your DNA will not be able to produce the requisite monocytes, leukocytes, and T-cells that are part of your immune system that wards off disease. So,
yeah,
it is. It's just they're out to kill you. This is what the whole thing. And this idiot who says, "Well, we know children aren't just small adults." This guy should be fed to the hogs. Okay, this guy is disgusting. He's a creep. He's sick. Right? Anybody in the medical business knows this is a sham. Okay, and they're keeping their mouths shut because some of them are taking like $2,500 a hit, maybe more, for each one of their patients that takes this crap. All right? They're disgusting pieces of garbage. Now, if I may comment on the 5G, okay, this is going to be like having a microwave oven every 100 feet down your block, all right? If you look at the formula for the power emitted from a dipole, electric dipole or magnetic dipole emitter, you will see that the power goes up as the frequency of the oscillator to the power of 4. So if you're at 3G, okay, 3 gigahertz, and you double it to 6, right, the power emitted will be 2 to the power of 4, or 16 times what it was, provided that the current, okay, the dipole is not changed, all right? So the current is simply the charge that's fed to the emitter, all right? And I have a feeling they can play with this charge to the emitter. They're not going to cut it down. They can just keep it the way it is. And so if you want to know what this is going to look like, check out the 1981 movie called Scanners. You ever heard of that movie?
Yeah.
No? You have?
No, I've heard of it, yeah. Okay.
Scanners, 1981. Have a look at that movie where people's heads are literally exploding. All right? What the radio, what these microwaves do is they accelerate the electrons in anything metallic. All right? So if there's enough metal in you, free electrons, that is, they will accelerate those, and that will jack up the pressure inside the fluids of your body. All right? So I just thought I'd offer you my my opinion on this.
What you're proposing is that the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, are putting metal chunks, microscopic metal chunks into our bodies, and the 5G.
If it's graphene oxide, if it's graphene oxide, is a conductor, therefore it has free electrons, and those free electrons can be accelerated by a radio frequency field, like a microwave field, or actually any kind of alternating field. You see,
Kick it to William. Yeah. Let's kick it to William before the break. We got a few minutes. William, your comments.
I really appreciate your knowledge in this. I can't really add to it. I think just I appreciate you calling in and contributing that, because this is similar to what I have heard. I've heard that it caused, like I was saying, I mentioned earlier, that it causes the electrons in your body, in your own cells, to not work properly. And then what happens is your cells are not able to absorb oxygen. And that would kind of explain why people are having respiratory issues. So did they not just turn 5G on in 2020? I know that that was the timeline when I was getting a phone in 2018. I was asking the person at the place, when is 5G going to be turned on? No, about a year and a half, 2 years from now. They didn't tell us when they were turning it on, I think they did tell us. It's all coming, 5G, and suddenly COVID, the respiratory issue. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. The phone I got right now is a 3G. It's picking up 3G. I don't think the system's been turned on where I am, but I can tell you that these fires that have been happening, we had a fire here this summer, all right? When you look at a picture of that town that burned, everything metallic was on fire. Houses have wires in them, so the electrons in the wires in the houses can be raised to a high kinetic energy. They will start on fire. The cars started on fire. But the trees didn't start on fire because the trees don't have free electrons. See? This is how it works. Now, normally the body doesn't have that many free electrons in it, but if you start goosing everybody with graphene oxide, well, that situation could soon change, you see. What a microwave does is it rotates a molecule, okay? It doesn't vibrate it in a translation way. It actually rotates it. So that microwave will penetrate until something absorbs that microwave, and then that molecule will begin to rotate. So, for example, if you put your...
Can we skip the last break, Mike?
Sure. Oh.
If, excellent.
Hello? Right,
cool. Yeah. Yeah, if go you for put it. Keep
your,
going.
If you put your cup of coffee or your cup of water in your microwave oven and set it for 2 minutes, it'll come out boiling. All right? And that's because those water molecules are polar. One side tends to be negative, and the other hydrogens tend to be positive. So that a charge difference will be whipped around and rotated in the changing electric field of the microwave, you see. That's where the kinetic energy comes from.
So in a nutshell, your electrons are rotating around the protons, right? And these are the quantum level in your cells. You have, you know, like, this is what your cells are made up of. It's just like millions of these, or trillions or whatever.
Yeah.
So what happens is that these frequencies interrupt that flow and cause just them to just not work properly. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, that's one way to put it, but specifically, microwaves rotate molecules that have a dipole moment, okay? That one side of the molecule is positive and the other side of the molecule is negative. And one particular molecule is water, and the body is full of water, as you know. So it won't necessarily, the electrons will be in there, but because the hydrogen atoms tend to, the oxygen wants more of the electrons that the hydrogen atom have, so the oxygen tends to be negative. Well, and that means that the two hydrogen atoms in the water will tend to be positive, okay? That's just, it's just simply, that's the situation that makes it a dipole.
So,
and a dipole.
What's the outcome then? What's the outcome of that? That's a lot to digest there for those of us that aren't,
all right,
scientists.
Here's the deal. Okay, here's the deal. When your body gets hit with a microwave, all the water in your body will begin to rotate. That's the simple, long and short of it. Now, when you jack it up to 5G, that beam has way more power than a normal, say, 3G. So, therefore, more power will be dumped into your water, in your molecules, in your body, you see. It might be a lot to digest, but just get any book on electromagnetic theory and look for the power of a dipole emitter, okay? And you'll see how it varies with the frequency and the current. You just look at that function, and you know there's going to be trouble. Just, I know it.
So, yeah. Right. Anyway, yeah, that's what everybody's saying. Yeah, this is the same thing that every scientist that I've heard interviewed, which I heard a lot, like long before COVID came along.
Yeah.
And seeing these towers going up everywhere and just looking at them and just going, oh my God, you know, being just terrified of this and watching people just going along with this and even going to some, I went to some town hall meetings and mentioned to some developer shill that was getting probably paid to get things to get pushed through.
Yeah.
Just say, oh yeah, our hands are tied. Nothing we can do.
These beams can be directed by using the right arrangement of emitters. They can be focused. All right. And this technology.
That's consistent with what Deborah Tavares was saying as well. So you're driving by in your car listening to the wrong podcast and you're driving past a 5G station and they're like, oops.
Right.
And AI says, oh, bad. And they just decide to turn up your frequency, right? And they hit you with, and now it's in your body. So they're not just hitting your phone, but they're hitting whatever's in your body that you're transmitting.
Right, right.
We should probably talk about what we can do to counter this, right? Probably exercise. Clear the toxins out of your body. Don't get the jabs. Stay away from the towers. Get around the trees. That's why they want to clear the trees away, because the trees interfere with this frequency.
That's right. They will. Yeah, they are protection. Of course, copper inside your house would be perfect. Make a Faraday cage. But You know, it shouldn't be like that. I shouldn't have to wear a Faraday cage over my head. I should have some freedom to go where I please and do what I want. I mean, what's changed in the last 40 years, right? Except some guy creeps agenda who thinks he's a New World Order guy, who thinks he's in charge of my life, right? I don't see why I have to buy that.
No.
And neither should you, neither should anybody. I mean, that's not what humanity is about.
Screw your freedom. Screw your freedom.
Yeah, sure. And Arnold
I'm
sold
Arnold
out.
Schwarzenegger.
Screw your freedom.
Yeah. Arnold, you sold out, and a whole lot more of them sold out because they're getting paid to do this.
Bono.
They're getting paid.
There's another one. Bono, yeah. Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters. There's another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You too.
Sellouts.
By the way, Bono keeps all his money in trust, okay? There's no way he can be taxed because all his cash is in trust, and he doesn't even have to share it with anybody. All these rich people have their money hiding in trust. That's maybe for another show, but, you know.
Yeah, we should talk. I'd love to dedicate a show to that subject. Let's do that next week about Bono's trusts. I would love to learn more about that. Yeah, plan on listening and then call in again.
All right.
Next week. James,
welcome.
Right?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call now. Bye-bye.
That's James from Vancouver. Thank you, James.
Thanks, James, and thank you, William, Mike. Another episode of In Plain Sight. So, no matter what this is, do not take the jab. It's not good for you, and it can make you sick. So, we appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow night with Health and Wellness. In Plain Sight. Thanks, William, for your contributions.
Thanks,
Jeremy.
Stay
classy, my friend.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.